Where were we? Oh, yes, at the Twitcher livestock auction. I had just been drilled by a bloodthirsty flea and had gone into flea countermeasures. It takes practice in a highly conditioned body to do FCM, and a lot of your ordinary mutts can't do it. I don't know what they do. Well, yes, I do. They have to drop their hinies on the ground and drag it with their front legs. It looks pretty silly, a dog dragging his bohunkus around, and it doesn't work nearly as well as the snapping incisors procedure. So I went to snapping incisors and launched an attack of gleaming shark teeth against the hateful drilling flea. Boy, you should have seen me. I blew him to smithereens. But you know what else happened? When I moved, that cow caught the movement out of the corner of her eye, wheeled around, charged, and center punched the fence, just inches away from where I was sitting. Lying down, actually. See, it's hard to hold a sitting position when you're in the shape of a donut. And sometimes you, well, topple over backwards, which is pretty much what I did. But the important thing is, two important things. First, I blasted the flea, and second, the cow hit the fence and not me. It gave me a little scare, I'll admit. I mean, I'd been sitting there minding my own business and thinking of fleas, and suddenly this insane 1,200-pound cow was inches away from me, breathing hot vapors in my face and threatening to skewer my heart on a horn. Pretty scary, huh? You bet it was. But I'm proud to report that I recovered my composure and gave her a stinging response. You know what I did? You'll be impressed. Even I was impressed. I stuck out my tongue at the old witch and said in a firm, thundering voice, "Your mother's an ugly toad, so there!" Got her told, didn't I? I shot a glance at Slim, who was still perched on top of the fence, to see if he'd caught the show. His face bloomed into a big grin, and he said, "By Nettie's, I think I just discovered Plan B." Oh, really? Great. This was turning out to be a good day for all of us, wasn't it? I was in the process of smoothing down the hair I had mussed in the anti-flea procedure when I heard, well, a voice. Slim's voice, to be exact. "Hey, Pooch, come here. Here, puppy. Nice doggy.